what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to talk local wrestling. I know it's a very important week for Carbon High School. Earlier, we talked about the addition of Coach Phil Howa as the new football coach, and now we'll talk about the addition on the wrestling side. As you heard during that last commercial break, it's Ted Prettyman. He's going to be taking over for Coach Brock Fawcett, and Coach Prettyman is joining us right now over the phone. Coach, it is a pleasure to speak with you for the very first time. I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Great. Glad to be here.
Well, it's fun to talk with you, especially around this time of the year. We don't have a whole lot of local sports going on, but it is fun to talk about new directions of the programs. First off, my question for you, what piqued your interest in becoming the wrestling coach at Carbon High? What was it about the job that you that really intrigued you?
Well, I guess it's not the job, it's the kids. And I've never gotten away from the sport. I wrestled at Carbon High and CEU and Boise State, and I've coached everywhere I've went, and I love the sport. I love how it brings kids to a understanding that winning isn't always the best thing, but life skills that you learn with wrestling, and it's just a beautiful sport, and I just enjoy the kids who participate in it.
Well, let's talk about your career. You've been coaching wrestling for nearly four decades, so you definitely bring a wealth of experience. You just mentioned that you also wrestled at CEU, you wrestled at Carbon, you wrestled at Boise State. And so if we talk about your career, it spans a very long time. You have a ton of experience.
I do, and I've worked with a lot of different types of coaches and a lot of different types of programs. And I've kind of developed my own style of things. I see what works and what doesn't work. I've got a lot of experience, but every kid is new, and every time you start a season, it presents a new set of problems. But I just enjoy working with the kids.
Coach, we'll go back and talk about your time as a wrestler. Obviously, that was a long time ago, going back to the 70s. With that being said, how much has the sport changed for kids today since you were a wrestler back in the 70s?
Well, it used to be all or nothing. It didn't matter if you got injured. It didn't matter. I wrestled in the state finals with a broken nose and a broken finger. And I would no more ask a kid to do that now than fly. But it's changed just in the, I don't even know how to put it. It's just the culture back then was whatever it takes to win, that's what you've got to do. And I realize that's part of what the culture is today, but it's not part of mine anymore. I've learned enough that you don't want to, most of these kids will wrestle in high school and never see the sport again. And you don't want them to go away with an injury or an experience that'll last them the rest of their life. You want it to be a good experience. You want it to be a fun sport, team building, and teach them some life skills instead of just wrestling.
As far as your story goes as a wrestler, Coach, you and I did have a conversation off air yesterday, and I found it very interesting. Not only did you wrestle for CEU back when CEU had a program, and you also got to coach there, I know, as well, but you also moved on to Boise State. You got to wrestle 1 year there. So really, the 70s, I mean, that's a pretty fascinating time in your career.
It is. And my coach up at Boise State was on the world team. And so I got to wrestle and watch people that were on the world team that wrestled internationally. It was a great experience, and I loved everything I did in it. Wrestling was a big sport then. All of the colleges in Utah had wrestling teams, and it was big, and it was fun to be a part of it.
How much of
a recruit? I got to recruit for Boise State for a year, and that was a lot of fun, too.
Oh, that was actually going to be my next question. So with you being at Boise State, you being at CEU, and then I know you've made stops as an assistant coach, New Mexico, Montana, Colorado, Wyoming. What do you bring to the table that maybe hasn't been brought before here at Carbon High School?
That's a good question. Every coach has their own style, and every coach has their emphasis. What I've found in high school wrestling, different than college, is that most of the coaches teach their style that they learned. And what I mean by that is, if you've got a small guy who wrestled 126 pounds, he knows quick, and he knows all the moves that goes with that weight and the weights around it, but he doesn't know how to deal with a heavyweight. And he doesn't know how to change it to 175-pounder. So in my years of experience, each kid has their own personality. They have their own physical traits. And as a coach now, you have to recognize those and adapt the sport to fit the kid, not try to adapt the kid to fit the sport. Coach Fawcett let me have that opportunity last year to deal with some of his kids. I would take them apart and work with them, the heavy ones or the lightweight ones, and kind of give them my... I observe things differently just because I've watched the sport for so long. There's a lot of technique that comes along with a stand-up or a switch, and it has to do with the kid's physical ability and his... intensity. Some of them are just really intense, and some of them are really mild and backward. And so it's adapting the sport to the kid. And it's fascinating, and I love to do it. I ran a program where I used horses for therapy for at-risk kids. And we had every kind of kid you could think of and every problem you can imagine. And I got to watch how... just putting your arm around a kid and saying, you're better than you think you are, makes such a difference. And so I'm real passionate about the boys and changing the sport to fit the boys, not the boys to fit the sport.
Again, our guest right now is Carbon High School new wrestling coach Ted Prettyman. Coach, you were a part of the Carbon program last year. In fact, you got to run the summer program. As far as the state of Carbon Wrestling, I know Coach Fawcett had a huge hand in really progressing the program. We talked to Principal Winfrey about that earlier on in the week. He was happy with the way the program is moving. What excites you most about the upcoming season based off what you saw this last year?
We have a handful of just really good kids. I mean, they're not only coming along in the sport, but they're just first-class citizens. In fact, Coach Fawcett's number one achievement last year, as far as I'm concerned, was they were the state champs academically. And so they're using wrestling to help them in school and in society. I don't know what the program was before I came. I've been gone a long time. But Coach Fawcett has a real good work ethic, and he's got them working hard and as a team, and I'm just trying to further that. But we do have a really good nucleus of kids coming back that I think we can really do some things with. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you go back and you look at last year, Coach, did the kids meet your expectations moving into the state tournament? I know that we did have some high placers, and there were some ups, there were definitely some downs, but when you go back and you dissect the way those kids performed at the state championship level, did they meet your expectations?
Yes, they did. We had a young man, I don't know if I can use names, his name was Riddick.
Sure, yep, absolutely.
He hyperventilates. He can take anybody in the state down. He was by far head and shoulders above anybody in the state at 3A. He was. But he gets into the second round and he starts to hyperventilate. And his lips turn blue and his face turns pale and he just runs out of gas. And the way he worked through that at the state tournament was just really, really impressive. He should have been the state champion. There's just no doubt. But he had a different problem than being a good wrestler. He had to try to maintain his composure and try to bring himself back. And he worked harder at that than wrestling. And at the state tournament, he brought that back. And it was fun to see. Just a great kid, and it's going to serve him well. And we had several kids. We had some freshmen that just really stepped up and really put themselves out there. What's fun about wrestling is when the kids start believing in themselves. And when they start believing in themselves, they're hard to beat. For instance, Easton, when he started out, when I first met Easton, he's a big kid, strong kid, not aggressive. He's just not aggressive. He's not going to go after somebody, try to tear their head off. But at the state tournament, he got himself focused. It was just fun. And when he came off that last match and come out and give me a hug, that's why you coach. That's why you coach.
Coach, as far as the coaches that will be helping you coach this year, have you thought about your staff and how you want to round that out?
Well, I'd really like to get Paul Neese back. He is, he's been an assistant there for a number of years. I don't know how long, because I can say I'm kind of new in the program, but the kids really like him. He's knowledgeable about the sport, and he's as dependable as they can be. And so I would really like to get him back. And I don't really know anybody else I don't know personally anybody else. But I'm hoping Paul comes back. I'm sure he will. We've talked about it.
Is that really the next intricate part for you as far as piecing together? I know you do have a lot of time with wrestling just ending in the winter sports season, but is that the next step for you now, putting together your staff?
Yes, because I have a whole new approach to practices. I have a little different approach than what Mr. Fawcett had. I've got to get with my staff, and we've got to plan this out. I know how I want it to work, and then with a good staff, they'll tell me how we can make it work. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. And we're going to meet with Mr. Fawcett this week to go over scheduling, and there's a lot to do, but I'm excited to get it done.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. You will not be in the school as a teacher, so does that present a problem? And if it does, how do you handle that?
It absolutely causes a problem, but I've been talking to them even in the interview when they talk to me. Because I'm semi-retired, I'm supposed to be retired, but I can't make myself quite quit. I'll have time to go to the school. I'll have time to talk to the debate teachers and those who are putting on programs at the school and be able to work some of my stuff around theirs without having so many conflicts. I really want the school to understand who I'm looking for in these kids and these athletes and for them to help recruit for me.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to more conversations in the future. Congratulations on being named the next head coach of the wrestling program. I believe this program is definitely heading in the right direction. And again, I look forward to continue to following it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Definitely fun to get Coach Prettyman on the show today to talk about what's next for the wrestling program. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national scene. Plenty going on. I also want to have an abstract conversation about players in uniforms that we don't really want to see them in. Right, because now we're counting down the days. We're going to see Tom Brady in a Buccaneer uniform, and I promise you, nobody wants to see that. We'll talk about the long list of players that have ended their careers, their storied careers, elsewhere. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.